102 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
Barcelona. Hello, Aki. How's Barcelona?
Rudy Tlabi, good morning from Barcelona and the Mobile World Congress. And I must tell you, there's a strike here at the moment. They always have the strike at this time of the year. The metro strikes, the bus strikes, and the taxi services have gone haywire today. So there's all sorts of traffic jams. I feel completely at home with all of the traffic jams over here. But it's amazing, you know, wherever you go in the world, you know, we look at strikes in our country, and you know, everybody here tries to make a point as well. The transport guys at the moment. And so, really, they've literally crippled the city with the metro strike and the bus strike today on such a big day like this Mobile World Congress, where there are well over 100,000 people attending this conference, the biggest of its kind in the world, in the mobility world.
Okay. And hold on. Just remind me again, maybe I missed it when you said it. You're saying one of the biggest conferences, it happens every single year, right? And
this is called the... it's called the Mobile World Congress, and this is where all the mobile industry comes together. They make all the new announcements, and it's not just phones, you know, it's everything that happens in the background, and it's evolved over the last few years with the Internet of Things, and we've seen data connectivity go from like 3G speeds and even edge before that, and now they're talking 5G. You know, we've already got LTE and 4G, and they're now talking the next generation, which is 5G, which is really interesting to see. But they also make all the big announcements over here as well. So that's what's really happening in Barcelona, and I've got some very interesting news to share with you as well.
Well, share them. share the news.
Firstly, the most important news that pertains to you is that there are sales all over the city.
Well, it doesn't really help me because, you know, number one, I don't have money. Number two, I'm not there. And number three, my size has kind of changed to be a bit positive about my expansion.
My darling, handbags don't affect any of those things.
You're right about that.
Handbag's a handbag. Anyway,
it's interesting that he travels to Barcelona and then he tells me about the sales when he's there. He doesn't tell me beforehand what must I bring you? Can I take some money from you so that I can bring you stuff? I mean, it's not going to help me now, ne?
But I've got your list. So yesterday, firstly, there were two big launches. Yes, there were about three. I was first up at the LG launch, and LG launched their new G5 device. Right. Very interesting because they've gone from you know, almost like a leather back kind of design to an all aluminium design. So really solid metal body. But they announced a whole lot of other interesting things. They, apart from the fact the phone has got now a new modular pull-out battery, which is quite interesting. At the bottom of the phone, where you've got your, you plug your headphones in, is a slot there that it literally slides out, and you can put your replacement battery in, which was quite interesting. And they also launched a camera on the phone, which has got a wide-angle view. So when you're taking photographs, you really capture a lot more in that particular shot than you would with a traditional camera. And then the interesting part that they launched some accessories, like a 360-degree view camera. So this camera, it's almost like sits on a stick. And you're able to capture 180 degrees on the one side, 180 degrees on the other side, and it puts it together, and you really create a 360-degree image of what you've just captured. And you can do video as well, and then you can upload it onto the internet and YouTube, for example, which supports 360-degree video. And they launched this together with these virtual reality headsets. You remember the ones you tried when they came into the studio to show you what they were doing at Comrades Marathon? So now you can create your own content and share it with your friends and put this virtual reality 360-degree glasses on and share the content, which is really interesting to see where they're going. So from the LG launch, I went to the Samsung launch, and Samsung launched the new S7 and the new S7 Edge. And very much built on the previous design, very, very similar design, a few enhancements here and there, the camera slightly enhanced. And they, too, also launched a 360-degree camera, and they also launched these, you know, their own virtual reality headsets, which they will be making available to use with their devices in the future. But it was quite interesting how they did the launch, because on every single seat, and there were 5,000 seats in the house, they had one of these goggles on, and you put them on, and you got this virtual reality experience of what it was like. And as they finished the demonstration of that particular one, while people still had their headsets on, and they said, and now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook, and he was standing on the stage. And, of course, the media went absolutely crazy when this happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, he really enhanced their relationship
celebrity
that they will be having. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he was huge. But, in fact, in many senses, he overtook the event because the media just went crazy. They'd all lunged towards the stage to get photographs. And I was one of them. I was sitting behind the stage.
I was about to say that when you say they lunged forward, I can bet my last cent who was leading the lunge forward. It must have been the one and only Aki Anastasiou.
It's actually interesting. I was watching. I took a step back and I was watching.
Ah,
what was
yeah,
going on.
Right.
Afterwards, and I was watching his bodyguards. I mean, he's one of the world's wealthiest men. And everybody wanted like a picture of him, they wanted a selfie with him. And the bodyguards are just like pushing people off. I've never seen anything like it. It was actually quite extraordinary. So after that, there was also a big launch of Huawei. They launched a tablet together with, after the Huawei P9, which they launched last year, they launched a very interesting device that really is a part tablet, part computer, and it's a 12-inch display, and it's called the Huawei MateBook, powered by an Intel processor. It's basically a computer running Windows 10, but the ability to have a kind of tablet device to make it a lot more portable. So this is what has been launched over here. The show actually officially starts today, so I'm making my way towards there right now. But lots of things like the Internet of Things, you know, the connectivity, because ultimately what they're saying is that the mobile phone hasn't really evolved. You know, we've kind of stayed very stagnant in this particular industry. So they're all looking at new growth opportunities, where they're going to take the technology to next. And this is where the mobile networks are looking at next generation networks and the likes of the 5G that I spoke about just now, which is the super high speed connectivity and connecting all of these devices together, not just the phones, but, you know, the air conditioners in your home, the lights, the washing machine, the dishwashers, all of those things that are going to be sharing information connected to some central network is where the next generation is going of connectivity and in mobile connectivity, because you're going to be able to connect and control all of these things in your home from your mobile device.
Okay, so Aki, that's it then. I can still not pronounce that word.
Huawei.
Yeah, that one.
Huawei.
And when are you back?
I'm back on Thursday morning.
Okay, see you then.
Okay, my darling. Send me that list.
Yeah, right. Bye, Aki.
I'll increase my credit card facility, so don't panic.
No, don't worry.